And now this is a dictation for Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, June 30, 45, address as a letter to Dr. Stevelton, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Gerald, chronic kidney disease, prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, last visit in September, no hospital visit, comes with family member, he uses a cane, stable dyspnea, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic nocturia incontinence, denies infection, cloudiness of blood, he's very hard of hearing, stable edema, no ulcers, chronic back pain, shots didn't help, chronic chest pain on activity, no pyrrolemic material hemoptysis, no oxygen, supposed to use CPAP machine but unable to do that, review system negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the aspirin, Celebrex, losartan, metoprolol, diabetes cholesterol management, recently added chlorthalidone. Next paragraph, present weight 239, blood pressure 134/84. No respiratory distress, no RALS, no wheezes, no pericardial rap. Non-focal, hard of hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry is A, procreatinine 1.6, which is baseline. GFR 43, stage 3B, normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium albumin, anemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, presently stable, no obstruction urinary retention, no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy, anemia has not required EPO treatment, present potassium acid base normal, no need for phosphorus binders, recently added chlorthalidone, exposed to Celebrex, continued diabetes cholesterol management, tolerating maximal dose of losartan, chemistry is in a regular basis, come back in 6 months,